In this bulletin, New South Wales announces a trial home quarantine plan, Victoria records 510 new local cases of COVID-19, and in sport, Australian swimmer Shayna Jack is free to return to the pool after an appeal to increase her doping ban is dismissed. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. New South Wales has recorded another 1,284 cases of community transmission of COVID-19 and 12 deaths to 8 o'clock last night. The New South Wales government says it's started work on a plan on what life will look like once the state hits its target of 80% double-dose vaccination rates. That includes potential changes to overseas travel. The Tourism Minister, Stuart Ayres, says a trial of home quarantine for those returning from overseas who are fully vaccinated will take place at the end of the month.
Bear in mind, we're talking about 125 people here. It's going to be conducted over 4 weeks. We're talking about 30 people a week. We want to make sure that we get that spread across, like I said, different types of accommodations, different types of age groups, different types of conditions, because we want to be able to learn what the hotel quarantine system needs to transition to when we've got home-based quarantine.
Victoria has recorded 510 new local COVID cases as the state passes its target of 70% first dose vaccination. It means that lockdown Melburnians will see some modest easing of restrictions from tonight, including the ability to gather socially outdoors. There's also been one further death, a woman aged in her 50s. Victoria's COVID Response Commander Jerome Weimer says there've been another 9 new COVID cases in regional Victoria, including 3 linked infections in locked down Ballarat.
Means we have 9 active cases in total in Ballarat across 3 different households. All the 3 active cases today are known household primary close contacts. So that is a somewhat encouraging sign. Of course, we never like to see positive cases, but we don't have any mystery cases today in Ballarat following a really strong day of testing.
The national plan to transition out of COVID-19 restrictions and the vaccine rollout are set to dominate discussions when the National Cabinet meets today. Leaders will also hear updates of the virus modelling from the Doherty Institute, vaccine take-up levels and the ongoing coronavirus situation in New South Wales. Almost 70% of Australians aged 16 and over have received their first dose of a COVID vaccine, and just under 45% of over 16s are fully vaccinated. The United States is trying to appease French government anger over the nuclear security deal with Britain and Australia. The 3 countries announced this week they would establish a security partnership for the region that will help Australia acquire US nuclear-powered submarines and scrapped the $55 billion French-designed submarine deal. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says there was no intent to sideline other allies.
As the leaders made clear, we believe this new initiative is especially important given the changing strategic environment in the region. We will continue to work with our allies and partners, including in Europe, to maintain a free and open Indo-Pacific, and we're looking forward to our continued cooperation in this critical region.
Meanwhile, China has criticised the AUKUS security pact, describing it as irresponsible and intensifying the arms race in the region. Huiyao Wang, the founder and president of the Centre for China and Globalisation, has told the BBC the deal will only have negative effects in the region, especially for Australia.
I think the trade and prosperity of the region, it's probably what Australia people want. If the government of Australia pursue a gunpowder policy or nuclear submarine, I'm sure that kind of government will be voted out of the office.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has refused to put a timeline on a decision over former Attorney General Christian Porter's future in the Cabinet. Mr. Porter revealed earlier this week that he'd accepted money from a blind trust to help cover legal fees for a defamation case against the ABC. Mr. Morrison is seeking advice over whether receiving the payment breached ministerial standards. In sport, an Australian swimmer, Shayna Jack, is free to return to the pool after an appeal seeking to increase her doping ban was dismissed. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has ruled that Jack's 2-year doping ban, which she has served, will stand. Jack was initially banned for 4 years after testing positive to ligandrol in 2019. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth is expecting a morning shower or two and a top of 18 degrees. Adelaide, possible late shower and 23. Melbourne, showers developing and 21. In Hobart, out, there's a shower or two developing and 17 degrees. Canberra sunny, 19. Wollongong, similar conditions, 22. In Sydney, sunny as well and 21 degrees. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 23. Brisbane, much the same, 23 as well. In Cairns, it'll be partly cloudy and 29 degrees. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.